Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday. And hello, everybody. Welcome to our program where you can call in and talk about anything you're mad about or things that you're glad about. Hope we get more glad than mad. By the way, Friday was a rerun, so we apologize for that. Circumstances beyond our control, but at least we got the show up.
Yes, we did.
Friday night on the rerun, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. And what did I hear tonight on the news? Something about Biden has designated $42 million or I think it was $1 million for internet service.
What about us?
Now I don't know if that means that is going to be free or people are going to have to pay for that. Evidently, that's going to go through some company, I guess, or companies, and you have to pay for it. Nobody's going to get free internet because if people get free internet, then we all have to do it.
That's right.
So whatever companies are going to be dealing with that probably have promised to vote for him, I would imagine.
Be all right.
You know, all the companies that are going to benefit from that funding that he allocated to internet. I wouldn't be surprised if they've expressed their thought that they'll vote for him in 24.
Right.
You know, that's how politicians operate. That's how they play games and use the taxpayers' money. You know, they want something out of it. And that's a big reason why we, the disabled and the elderly and all people who are eligible or who will become eligible for these nursing homes, have a lot of trouble avoiding them because we don't have the money to stay away from them. It's the whole spectrum, the whole setup, the way it works. If you have the funding, you don't have to go to these places. I mean, they could still be there. But if everybody had the money,
Tap Y,
we wouldn't need them,
right?
And then they would obviously get rid of them. So. That's the bottom line on the nursing home. Heard something interesting today on YouTube about a little girl. I don't know how old she was. She sounded like a teenager who had a problem where she wouldn't stop growing.
Oh my!
She was growing. Her bones were, according to this YouTube anyway, expanding and growing, you know. And they were talking about this drug. I didn't catch the name of it. Approved by the FDA that is supposed to help children with that kind of a condition. Now, the first thing they said about this drug is it's not known how much damage can be done to the child because of this drug.
And lovely.
That was the first thing on this ad, you know. And then they went on to describe all kinds of side effects and horrors and things that... you know, if your child becomes nauseous, vomiting, headaches, and all this, call your doctor right away, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, why it doesn't make sense. Not to me, it doesn't. Why would you call the person who gave this individual this drug, who the drug that caused all that?
Right.
I mean, what are they going to do? Give them another drug?
Yeah, that's what they usually do.
It makes stop interrupting.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot more sense to say, find a doctor who can help your child without a harmful drug. Now, one of the things that I was thinking about and that is not addressed at all that I know of in the medical profession, except by the holistic people. Jesus, when he was on this earth, cured thousands of people, maybe more. And once, it says in the Bible, once he cured them, they stayed cured. Of course, he had the power of the angel, right? Granted. But one of the things he said, and it's so true today, anoint thyself with oil. Now, there are so many different oils on this planet that come from plants that have been proven for thousands of years to help people and serve as a cure for many, many different ailments. And these doctors, these medical doctors, when they go to school to learn how to be a doctor, they're not learning about these oils. They're completely disregarding what Jesus said and the healing that took place in the biblical days, you know, and what he did for people. I think that should be included in medical school, that there should be two sides to the whole thing. I mean, they got the drugs, they got the side effects, they got the whole, supposedly what to do if the drugs act up or backfire or cause side effects. The doctor's supposed to know what to do. A lot of times they don't. But they have nothing with the natural holistic healing and with the oils, the one thing that Jesus spoke of. They only can go by the FDA and the poisons that they have approved. And that's it. You know, if you want other kinds of healing, you're on your own. And usually the government funding doesn't pay for that. You know, Medicaid, Medicare. They've started to pay for a few things now. But they got a long way to go. So these oils are not being utilized the way they should be. I mean, you got so many of them. To name a few, wild oil of oregano, one of the best virus killers in the world. You got fish oil, which is very good for inflammation. There's all kinds of essential oils that people could benefit from, along with, of course, changing their diet and eating certain foods, vegetables, raw vegetables. people don't eat enough raw vegetables. Now, the vegetables have the oil in them, too. So it's the whole way that this medical system works that is bringing people down. It really is. I mean, nobody's going to live forever. That's not the point. No matter what you do, you're not going to live forever. But you can live a lot better by staying away from these drugs.
That's
and these
true.
Poison and these when a doctor gives you a drug, he or she knows about the side effects. They know about it. They study it. They read it. And yet they still let the person take it. I think that should be, people should have freedom of choice.
Yep.
They should have the choice. Do you want this, or do you want A, which is the drug, or do you want B, which is holistic and proven that there's no side effect that anyone has ever had from the holistic. People are not given a choice. You go into a hospital. What do they give you? They don't give you a choice.
No.
They shove the stuff down your throat, the drug.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is people get on these drugs for many, many, many years, and the poison build up in the body, in the liver, and you get all kinds of other problems. And then it's very hard to get to somebody who can detox you and get you off them, because there's a whole process to that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know what you're doing. So to me, that's a big mad.
Oh, yeah.
That should be corrected immediately. We should have a choice to what we put inside of us. Then they went on to explain in this video how the doctor would insert a little implant in the patient's upper arm, administer this drug with all the side effects, and then they mentioned about the problems with that. That this thing could break off and float through your body, and you have to be very careful. And I mean, it's a real horror story.
It is.
One thing leads to another.
Isn't that a song?
And it all leads to money.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is about money. We were talking today. I got a call from my brother today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about why did they create the specialist?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's about?
It's
about money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. I mean, if a guy goes to school for all those years, what, 14 years to be a doctor, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and you got to send somebody someplace else, to me, that means you don't know what the hell you're doing. It's all about money. Because all
mm-hmm.
the specialist does is give you the drugs. Cut on your body when 90% of the time you don't need to cut on the body. There's
mm-hmm.
other ways to do it. I mean, it's horrible, man. And some of the people who have gotten smart and stayed away from doctors have lived their lives, and they're much happier. So be aware. Be smart. You got all this technology now. Use it. Look
mm-hmm.
things up. See what it says. Get away from these damn doctors who all they do is take your money and give you drugs that make you worse.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. They got catering, lunch, dinner. Check them out. And don't forget my good friend, Gary, Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085, with dog food, cat food, medical when he's able to do it. And it's all free. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, the ADA celebration coming up next month. You can get the details from their website. I haven't been given any details yet. I'm sure I will be. We'll pass them on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, SILO, 631. 880-7929, SILO. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house. Get some good info on it. 631-888-1186. Thank the Ice Lip Cleaners for donating to Inner Sight. Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you so much. And we once again thank everyone for participating in the day for Milton, of course. All right, Inner Sight around the world. You want to call in here, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. We want to remember a woman who was pretty popular. Yeah, hold it. A woman who was pretty popular on the chat line. She used the name Texas Rose, who passed away. And people speak very highly of her. So our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Texas Rose. All right, Inner Sight, who's on the line?
Big Joe. He wants to talk to you. Oh, me too. Who knows?
What?
Big Joe.
Oh, all right, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, what do you know?
Here we go.
Want to know? Ask Joe.
Yeah, hello, guys. I just called and asked me to hear Suzanne's voice, hoping that she was the host, because that's when the voice becomes a little bit more amplified and it actually sounds nice and sexy. But then, you know, I'm hoping that she's taking over the host reins every once in a while, just so I can hear the voice. But then, Frank, I'm hearing you talk about donors, and you got several donors who are apparently giving money for you to support the show. So now my curiosity is piqued. I'd like to find out, how did you get those donors to contribute towards the show?
Well, some contribute, and some just help. You know, it depends. How did I get them? Talking to them and telling them about what we're doing. And a lot of them are dog lovers. You know, they saw what happened to Milton. And, but mostly by meeting with them and telling them what Inner Sight is about. That's how I got them.
So did you have a list and then you called them, or how did you get to call them and how did you get to meet them?
Yeah, I started out with one or two. And one guy, Kennedy, I was friends with a friend of his who passed away, a blind guy who passed away. And I went into his office one day and he discovered that we had that guy in common, and I told him about Inner Sight, and next thing I knew, he was donating, you know. So I told him, I said, I'd like to advertise your real estate company, you know, but I know I can depend on him for a donation, so I talk about Kennedy Realty, you know, I get the number out and everything. And the same, well, Suffolk Bus Corp, I've known. Huh?
I said, yeah, I was listening to you. You have about four or five of them, and that's pretty good. Because the extra money coming in also pays for the expenses of having the show. And it also shows that other people are believing in, you know, in the particular mission that you and Suzanne are advocating for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Suffolk Bus Corp is our biggest donor, you know. They just donated $2,500 to us recently.
Now, that's nice.
And it goes
that's
up every
nice.
Year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, that's something because I don't know if I had told you to, but there was a person, there's a talk show host on BTR. He's a conservative. I'm a libertarian, and there's a bunch of other conservative shows that talk about politics. So we're getting together, and we're going to get together. We've gotten together informally, but we're going to get together again tomorrow. So it would be good to know how a person gets donations, because then if our particular plan gets off the ground, then it would be nice to know how to get, you know, donors, people who advertise for us, people who advocate us. That would be nice. So I'm glad for you two that you've got these people. You know, it shows again they advocate for what you feel, for what your mission is.
Right. The idea is to get them to understand and to believe in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, that's the whole thing. They like what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have to say. I just want to hear Suzanne talk. That's the major reason I came
in. Oh, you
want to
hear me talk again?
Yeah.
Well, I've somewhat been gagged.
Well, Frank.
I said, you seem to be possessed by her.
I am. I am very possessed by her. There's not very many people on BTR who have a nice, sexy voice. There are a lot of, I have a very good, I have
a
very good co-host.
Opinion,
of course.
Everybody has a different opinion. Yeah.
Oh, stop it, Frank. You know, if I believe she has a sexy voice, probably 90% of the other men would probably believe she has a sexy voice. So, it's good to hear that. You're just used to
maybe
because
that's
you're
why,
the host of the show.
Maybe that's why people listen. Some of them, I don't know.
Hey, well, it could be. It could be. I know that's why I called in, is because when I heard the first time that she was not in the background and she was taking over the host positions, her voice became amplified, and it was nice to hear. So that's why I'm here. You know, anytime, Suzanne. So, you know, I'll just stick around for about 5 minutes, and then if there's no real, you know, conversation coming from her, then I'll have to leave because there's other things that I have to do. But it's nice to hear the voice. And, of course,
when is your show on, Joe?
I canceled my show. I wanted to do a limited run. So I did about five shows, and then I canceled it. I can put it on anytime I want, though, but I just canceled it because I did what I wanted to do. But the show that I'm talking about with regards to the coalition of the Black Talk radio hosts, that's going to be on tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's hosted by a guy called Joe Gibson, And the name of the show is Restoring Your Republic. So it's 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It'll run for 2 hours. And he's also running for congressman in North Carolina.
Very cool.
I hope he does something about the damn nursing homes.
That's true.
Nice.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to come in and ask him about what his opinions are of that, then, you know, you're welcome.
Yeah, he's on. Was he on every week?
No, he's on every Tuesday. Yeah, every week, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And he does impromptu shows every once in a while. He might do a show tonight after Sally goes off the air. So she'll be off the air at 9. He might do a show at 9, 9:15, something like that. And sometimes he does shows on Thursdays and Fridays. It depends upon how he feels. But on Tuesdays, that's his major flagship show, and that's on at 7.
Hmm.
All right. Well, what's the call-in number? Do you have it?
Let me see. Offhand, no. Let me see. It's called Restoring the Republic. Let me see if I can get it. I wonder if they have it. You look up his show. Let me see if I can get it for you. Why don't you guys continue on with the show, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Mondays. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. This is going to be an abbreviated week.
Mm-hmm.
No site. We're going to do the follies on Thursday instead of Friday. tomorrow night's open mic, and Wednesday will be our nursing home show. We're going to take Friday off and next Monday off, the 4th of July holiday. So we'll remind you of that during the week. Now, what did you say? What? Engineer, what did you say?
Oh, I have a matter of glad, but I'll wait till you guys get settled. And we also have Lorraine waiting in the wings.
All right, matter of glad. Let's, what do you got?
What have I got? Well, I was thinking while you were saying, you know, about the doctors and all, and you're right, it's very difficult to find a doctor, and it makes me angry, that could take all the medicine away and, you know, give you, I call the holistic stuff like a pure, you know, more. It's much more purer than getting the medicine from the doctors. So I was like sort of really into what you were saying about it, and it certainly rang true for me. You know, what the doctors, you know, have done to me. Yeah.
But once you're on those drugs, it's very difficult to go back and to straighten yourself out.
Well, how are they going to make money if they cure you? If they cure you, they don't make money anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
Exactly true.
I got the number for tomorrow's show, so if you guys are ready, I'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 657-383-0616. Again, that is 657-383-0616.
I got it.
Is this guy a Republican or a Democrat?
He's an independent.
Independent.
Independent. He'll probably run as a Republican because independents don't win, but he's
That's
independent at heart.
All right, so we got the number. And,
Yeah,
and
you're calling
Tuesday at 7?
Yeah, Tuesday's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. How did the ceremony go and the memorial go for Milton?
That went well.
Good. Mm-hmm. We had a good turnout. Very good. Everybody was on the same page. We had quite a few dogs people brought their dogs. We had town officials. The people from Suffolk Bus helped us give out presents to everybody. It was a wonderful, wonderful
food was
event.
Good, too. Yeah.
You know, the local news, 6 o'clock news people were there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
So it was a great
fun
enlightening adventure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. All right, guys, I'm going to leave you. So I'll see you next time when I see you. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Joe. All right. Inner Sight. Lorraine is on the line. Let's get Lorraine.
Yeah.
Amanda Glenn Monday. Inner Sight. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
Hey, Lorraine.
Thanks, Susan. Yes. I have a glad.
Oh, go ahead.
And my glad is my daughter graduated from high school today.
Yay!
Yes. Yes,
well,
she did.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the last of all of my children that were in high school. There are no more. That's it.
It's awesome.
Yep, now
what,
she goes to college.
Future plans? She's going to go to college?
Yes, she is.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. What music management.
College.
She's going to be doing something, you know, in music and everything, because she does,
okay.
She writes and she sings.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, music is good, you know.
Right.
I got to tell you something. And this is the inner sight opinion, you know. Nobody, not everybody has to believe it, but these colleges have really ruined millions of lives. Think about it. All these people, doctors, nurses, social workers, they're all college people.
Mm-hmm.
They want us in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't teach them in college when you study that kind of stuff, how to keep somebody out of a nursing home and get rid of a nursing home, keep somebody in their own home. I'm definitely opposed to any college that teaches that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that is teaching people when you reach a certain point, you put the person in the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I'm definitely opposed to it. And I blame these schools for the situation that we're in because they've taught people that.
Exactly.
There's the opinion on many, many colleges. Some of them are good. Music is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, art, that's good. But this
I
stuff,
was in the
colleges,
sorry.
And social workers and nurses and doctors teaching them to put people into nursing homes, that's evil, man. I don't go for that stuff. And that's part of the problem. Think about it.
It is.
Think about it.
I went to school with most of these people and had vicious debates, I would say. That's the best way to put it, about, you know, people in nursing homes, people who were needing extra, you know, care and not given it. It was just a mess. And that's probably one of the reasons why I never went back to study what I wanted to study.
Yeah, you know, they're pushing this stuff down people's throats.
Yeah, they are.
You know?
Even in my degree, they would say, oh, yeah, you got to get a social worker involved if you see that they're not eating well. Come on. This is what I say now, thinking about it. Come on. Don't get everybody involved. Just deal with your...
How about
matter,
giving them bread or food?
Yeah.
Think that might help? Stupid
yeah,
asses.
I agree.
Give them bread and food.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's what I don't like about college.
Mm-hmm.
when people go there, you know, they're going to be a nurse, a doctor. They're not going to testify to keep a person out of a nursing home.
Hell no.
I've never heard of a doctor or a nurse doing that. Where do they do that? Where?
They don't.
What part of this country? What part of the world? I'd like to know.
They don't.
It'd be wonderful if we could get a person like that to join with us.
That'd be awesome. They do.
Are there any doctors? I'm going to make an appeal right now from inner sight to the world. Are there any doctors or nurses or social workers, psychologists, et cetera, that will go against the system? So that's what it's going to take. And, and testify that nursing homes are no good for people. They're not helping people. Let's turn them into accessible housing and protect people from them. Any professionals out there who want to join with Inner Sight and who would do that, please contact us. We need your help. Can't pay you. No. Wish we could. So there's the appeal from Inner Sight. You know, where are the people to do it? That's another thing.
Yeah, right.
All right, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. What's your daughter's name, Lorraine?
Savannah.
Savannah. Hey, Savannah. Congratulations.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. That's really cool and happy. And I remember when I graduated from high school. You know, the principal came over to me and said, all right, turn around. I turned around and gave me a boot in the ass. He said, get out. Where's my
probably
diploma?
Did.
And I wanted a Braille diploma, and they wouldn't give it to me.
Oh, that's
I wanted Braille on my diploma. I want a Braille diploma.
Should.
He threw me out. I graduated.
Oh, that sucks.
All right. I don't care. I'm telling the whole world about it now.
Okay.
In fact, now, Thursday night will be the Follies this week. You know. Hey, Lorraine, how's your show going?
It's going pretty well. Tomorrow's sports talk.
Yes.
With Stoney B and Black.
Do you like it?
I like
do
it.
Do you like it? Do?
I like it. I enjoy it.
That's important.
Sometimes my engineer is not there, and sometimes I have to do the whole show myself and leave a number up there for comments and everything.
Yeah,
My original... Yeah, my original engineer, he dropped off.
Yeah.
Completely.
Well, the important thing is you keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, I am.
Engineer, not. You know? As long as you can get this thing set up and just keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, I am.
That's what I say.
And I will,
believe
too.
In your show. Yeah,
I am.
Hey, did you know this lady from the chat line? Texas Rose or whatever her
yes,
name
is? Yes, I knew her. Yes.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
What was your opinion of her?
Well, I used to be in a room with her, and we used to do, you know, certain, like, musical segments we used to do in her room where... We would go, because I would be playing the music and everything, so we would go around the whole room, and they would be asking for requests. And we did that, you know, several times, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would pick a song that they want to hear, and I would play it for them.
That's great.
We would talk about it, yeah. Yeah, and we would talk about the song. Mm-hmm.
So you worked with her a little bit.
Yes, I did.
All right. So our deepest condolences to the family.
Yeah.
Did she have family?
Yes, a husband and a daughter.
Oh. She's kind of young. Somebody said she was 57.
That is young.
That is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
she
wondering
was very
if... I don't know, but I'm wondering if she was taking any drugs prescribed by the doctors that can cause brain hemorrhage and damage.
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder about that. I have no idea. He was on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight 840, New York. Matter glad Monday. And if you're glad about something or mad about something, I heard something on the news, something about some people were going to invade Russia over the weekend.
Oh, geez.
Oh, oh my.
And then they changed their mind. Something.
Oh, yeah, the World Cup.
Biden says that this country had nothing to do with that.
All
that
right.
May be true, not be true. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But people, I guess, are tired of being pushed around. You know, can't blame.
Yeah.
But in a sense, it's good that they didn't do it.
What?
You really would have had a mess. It would have been a mess over there.
Oh, yeah, well, if there isn't a mess over there already.
It is.
That's right.
It is.
You know, who knows? All right, Matter Glad Monday. You want to call in 213-816-1650. And this guy, Sanchez, Governor of Florida, is asking the court to dismiss the lawsuit brought by Disney. Now, here's another politician being sued. You know, they talk about Trump. They talk about other politicians. He's not the only one that's in trouble. He may be in more trouble than some of the others. But now, what about this other guy? He wants to run too. What's his name? From New Jersey, Crispy.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Oh yeah, I heard that too.
Chris Christie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got three major Republicans who are going to be at the, I don't know when the primary, not the primary, but the convention. You know, they're going to spend millions of dollars on a convention. You know, why don't they just go in a room and pick a guy? Why they spend all that taxpayers' money that we
only
have to
pay for?
Only
if it was
for
that simple.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got Sanchez hoping to get all the Spanish people to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
You got Crispy. You know, he's hoping to get all the fat clubs to vote for him, I guess.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Trump. Trump hoping to get all the crooked businessmen to vote for him.
There you go.
Take your choice, world.
Lately, everybody's been really wacky.
You
that's
know.
The only thing way I could describe people. Very wacky.
Then you got Mr. Biden, who is questionable at best.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He never answered my letter, so I'm really pissed
off.
Oh,
he never did. Oh.
Nope.
Yep. All right. So in a site, I don't like any of them. And once again, you know, we will try. We will attempt to contact any of these people and see if they will endorse our idea to save money for this country by turning these nursing homes into accessible housing. I think that's a good issue for them because it involves the federal government.
Yes, it does.
They would be very concerned about it. So we'll keep on top of that and we'll let you know. Trump, we tried to contact Trump.
He didn't help either.
So, got nowhere, so. But now, of course, he wants to be president again, so who knows?
Yeah, right.
But they got to show action with us, not just words. Got to be action. Otherwise,
Joe,
we're not interested.
Right. Frank? Joe had a young girl who was on a day that they were trying to get the insulin reapproved, this, that, and the other thing, and about health care mostly. And then he had this young girl who was in a nursing home, disabled, and he said, we got her out. Nobody should just be in a – then I don't know why you're still keeping those nursing homes around. That's what my question was to the TV. I couldn't get it anywhere else.
Sure, people can get out.
Yeah.
Big deal.
They have to have a place to live.
Then they can go back in.
That's right.
When did they get this person out, do you know?
Oh, she was there for a while. And then she sent a plea to them, I want to get out of this nursing home and do what I want. And you know, be a human being. And almost to that extent, she wrote a letter to them. And I don't know how her letter got through and how her letter didn't, but that's fucked.
Oh, wow.
How do you know she didn't get put back in?
We don't know.
You know that.
They didn't mention it.
And furthermore, she can get put back in because the damn places are still there.
That's right.
Or somebody else can take her place. What the hell's the big deal they got her out?
That's
you
right.
Know what the big deal is? Turn the damn places into accessible housing.
That's right. We need that
make
so badly.
So people can't go in.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're not really doing anything. We know there's programs to get people out. What do you do?
That's right.
You contact
nothing.
You contact one of the damn organizations, wrote her up, got her an apartment, and got her out.
Right.
We did that, too.
Yes, we did, without any money spent.
What the hell's the big deal? That doesn't mean a damn thing.
That's right. That's why I got pissed off at them.
It doesn't help anybody.
That's right.
All that money being wasted. Well, I'm not impressed with that at all.
Neither am I.
I'll be impressed when the first nursing home is turned into accessible housing and there's a law passed that it must be done to all of them. Then I'll be
impressed.
That's right.
So will I.
Other than that, big damn ass deal. You didn't do anything.
That's right. Whoop-de-doo. Exactly. I love it. Every part of what you guys are saying is making me think, what else I can do, you know, and I'm going to try hard.
What are you
hard.
Excited about?
Yes. Oh, I know that part. I could do for Inner Sight, I meant to say, and how I could help. You know, it makes me wonder, you know, why they just mentioned that part and not extended it to go to a nursing, you know, home. And why not just extend it and say, okay, these are going to be illegal from now on, and you have to, you know, put people in their own homes, period.
If you got somebody out of a nursing home, good. Let them continue it. Let them go further.
Yeah, exactly.
Won't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell good is that? It happens every day.
Oh, we know that. It doesn't, no.
Every
sad,
damn
more
day.
Than anything. Yeah.
So true.
If she was the same age.
Believe it.
Yeah. If she was the same age and she needed two people to assist her and everything else that goes along with that crap, would she still be out?
I don't think so. I think she'd go back in.
No.
That's my opinion. Yep.
I think so, too.
Yep. Got three people here agreeing.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. Really, really terrible.
You can't fool me. I'm a professional.
Yeah,
can't fool inner sight.
That's right.
Inner sight is a professional. You want to solve the problem? Turn them into accessible housing.
That's right.
No bull crap. You got
somebody out. We mentioned that when Cuomo, you know, was starting to get the people in the nursing homes, and we were getting very angry about it. They didn't do anything since. Nothing. They didn't even recognize our letter. Makes you feel like, yeah, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Frank and I wrote a letter together, and it was
Joe another letter now. Let's see if he'll do something.
Yeah, you want to? I'm right here.
Write him a letter.
Yeah, try it again.
No, you write it. You write. You know what to say.
I do. I like writing with you. You have really good style. Seriously.
Write him a letter.
I'll write him a letter. Dear Joe.
Thank you for getting so-and-so out of a nursing home. Please get rid of the nursing home. Turn them into accessible housing. Pass a law that people must remain in their own home with all the help they need.
That's
mandate
right.
the agencies to help raise the money so that the government doesn't have the full burden. Finished. End of letter.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See how far you get.
I won't get
far. And if they don't hear that one, write another one. That's how you got to keep on them until you get to get through somebody to have.
That's the right way.
It's a bunch of bull.
It doesn't mean a damn. If everybody doesn't have rights, so can't we.
That's right.
Yep.
That's exactly right. I'm fearful, I just got to tell you, between if they don't get rid of them, they're going to be putting more people in.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Of course they're going to put more people in.
Yes, they are, because they don't want those places empty.
Government.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
They got empty beds. They're going to look to fill them up.
That's right.
Turn people into corpses. That's all they're doing.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You go in them, and you won't be coming out. You won't be coming out walking.
That's it. You'd be in a casket.
That's it.
That's terrible. I'm lucky I got out. I'm very lucky I got out because I had family. But if I didn't have family, I would have never gotten out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth.
How many people have family and never get out?
That's true, too. They can't fight. They don't know how to fight. I feel
that's
like running
why
a quest.
Our way is the best way.
It is, yes. It is very much the best way.
All right, inner sight and mad or glad. We need some more glad.
Yeah, sometimes it runs that way.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens with this election.
Mm.
You know, we have over a year to go. And how much money is being raised now by these candidates just to put their face on the television, on the media? You know, they're going to undoubtedly send texts and notices to people's phones you know, vote for me, vote for this, you know.
Mm. You know, that's one thing I hated.
You get those telephone calls, the survey, you know, on asking you if the election was held today, who would you vote for? I got one several months back, and my answer was I wouldn't vote for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me why. So all the money that's going to be spent now
wasted
to try to get to become president, you know, to me that whole thing needs to be changed.
Oh yeah.
So many
to me, if the money
help.
Is. Oh yes, they do. Yep. I was thinking about that a few weeks back, Frank. And what I was thinking is, why don't the election money, say you didn't win and somebody else is going to be running, why don't you, instead of sending your election money to these people or keeping it yourself, why don't you do something for the disabled with the leftover election money and let them pass a law to do something for the disabled? That, to me, is a happy and a glad, but yet a sad that they're not doing it, you know?
Because they don't think about
it
at all.
No, they don't. They don't think
the independent.
If they really
want to do it,
yeah.
They can do
it. Yes, they can. Executive order by the president.
Because what I think is irrelevant to them.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. They're thinking about more other things than with us. They're putting their focus on other things besides listening to what we need.
True. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah, I'm not gonna mention anybody's name, but one of our friends who ran for election and won after the fact made a donation to Inner Sight. It wasn't a big donation, but the point is they made a donation to Inner Sight, so it shows you
it could be done.
That money can be used under the right circumstances.
That's right.
In a good way.
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can. Give them accessible housing to start off with one thing. You know, they could do that very easily.
They can. But sometimes
but
they probably refuse. Yeah, they don't care and they refuse to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I see that. It's very bad.
All right, Inner Sight, we're going to be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. I want to thank all of our listeners, callers.
Oh, I got some good news for you. Sorry, I almost forgot.
And everyone who believes in Inner Sight, 120,500 believers now.
533, Frank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Inner Sight. Join us tomorrow night for Open Mic. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. And
good
enjoy
night,
your evening.
You too.
All right,
and Frank
okay.
too. Take care, everybody.
All right. Everyone.